The fight for the future is now. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream right now at Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me. Oh my goodness, do not fall asleep around Al Franken. My goodness, he will find you, he will find his way into your studio. Oh my goodness, excuse me, recovering. It's been a long week of work here trying to cover everything and, I just fell asleep for a second there and, next thing I know, Franken is trying to grab me. Well, folks, welcome into the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, awoken by Al Franken here today. We've got Jack Posobiec joining us in the second hour, Stephanie Hamill in the third hour. Millie Weaver will be joining me here momentarily to talk about the Hillary Clinton book signing in Austin, Texas. But you'll notice something. There's now 9 accusers of Roy Moore and 900 headlines. How many of these women have gone public with their image? How many of these women have gone on television? How many of these women have gone on the radio to do interviews? How many of these women are actually out in public, publicly speaking, engaged and active in this campaign? It's just Lisa Bloom, the same lawyer who tried to foist allegations against Trump and then the same ladies that accused backed away. Shocking. So what's the big difference? Leanne Tweeden shows you photographic evidence, goes on television, and goes on the radio. Silence from Roy Moore's accusers. But first, here is a video from Ami Horowitz, who goes to UC Berkeley and shows you just how much they hate America.
Hi, I'm Ami Horowitz. Sadly, there's been a lot of controversy around some of our American symbols, like the national anthem. So I went to UC Berkeley to see what the student reaction would be to another national symbol, the American flag. I love America. This country stands for freedom. Yeah! The little piece of freedom in my hand. Who protects freedom? This guy! I am pumped! The greatest country on planet Earth that protects all freedoms, right? No? Greatest country in the world, right?
No, the opposite.
The opposite? No? Why not?
Yeah, Canada's pretty great.
You know what I'm talking about. That thing's freaking me out. Big time.
One imperial power right now in the world.
It signifies military rule.
God is not proud of us.
America.
America. Wow. Why would you say that?
I see you walking around this with the little Star of David.
Flick me off?
Consider it's accessible.
Because she said my flag sucked, I wanted to see what the reaction would be with, well, another flag that's out there in the news. I stand against America. ISIS protects Islam. I denounce the United States. The black flag of ISIS will stand over the White House. I denounce Western imperialism. I denounce American imperialism.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
Thank you.
I love that you're saying that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. ISIS is love. We don't have hate in our hearts unless you stand against us. Then we kill. The attack in New York was a blow. I flaunt your American smoking rules. After spending several hours waving my ISIS flag, shouting pro-ISIS, anti-American rhetoric, a sum total of one person was upset by it.
So how do you like America, that, folks? Ami Horowitz goes to UC Berkeley, waves an American flag, gets told to F off, told he's a bigot, he's the worst, waves an ISIS flag, and gets cheered on. There's the liberal indoctrination of our universities right there, folks. Right there.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. His ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic, now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Welcome to the War Room, the latest addition to InfoWars live programming. The War Room is live weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and WarRoom.show. You can follow us at War Room Show on Twitter and The War Room Show on Facebook. And all of our content can be found on our YouTube channel. Subscribe for notifications. Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone bring you the day's biggest stories, as well as the latest breaking news, with a no-holds-barred, aggressive approach and commitment to bringing you the most cutting-edge analysis and information. For far too long, the liberal media complex has controlled the narrative. For far too long, the silent majority has been muzzled. The silent majority is no longer silent, and we control the narrative now. This is the War Room.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We are live here Friday, November 17th, 2017. I've got stacks of news, all kinds of stuff. A story I have right here, I think is going to interest our audience that no one's really talking about. It's a little old, but I haven't seen it anywhere. We'll get to that. ICE Operation Raging Bull, we've got an update there. I've got just tons of news updates. Jack Posobiec in the second hour, Stephanie Hamill in the third hour. Lead poisoning is now hitting the water in New York City. It's not just Michigan. You've got a Russian scientist that has just successfully undergone the first head transplant, or I guess he successfully did the first head transplant procedure, connecting spinal cord and nerves and stuff to not a living head, but scientists do believe that that is the next step. But first, Millie Weaver joins me in studio to talk about what she experienced down at the Hillary Clinton book signing. Millie, it seemed like Hillary wanted to keep this tour date kind of under the radar. She took it off her website early. You couldn't really get into this. I had a couple people said that they tried to infiltrate. They couldn't do it. It was really tightly locked down.
Oh, yeah.
What did you experience when you were there?
Well, I just kept thinking about the comments that Donna Brazile made about Hillary Clinton's staff being very cult-like, because that really described exactly how they were. The minute I was there, obviously I was wearing my Bill Clinton raped shirt.
So you triggered them right out the get-go.
Oh yeah, I stood out definitely right out the get-go, and I instantly started being followed and stalked and harassed by Hillary Clinton's staff and her private security.
What were they wearing? Like, what do you mean by this? Like, were they like secret security detail or private detail?
From what I could tell, they were private detail. You had two different, like one guy was wearing a suit, had an earpiece and kept radioing in. And he was there when she first rolled up with her.
So you're being stalked by professional security.
And then the other guy was like some kind of a private security with like a fake looking badge and like a little like mock cop outfit, but they weren't police. And, so those two guys were following me around, stalking me. One of the guys actually kept pushing his body into mine, and I kept telling him to stop because, you know, I'm like, stop touching me. Do not touch me. Do not push your body into me. You know, otherwise I'm going to, you know, press charges on you for harassment
or screaming assault. Weinstein.
You know, I don't feel comfortable with you pushing your body up against my body. Like, what the heck? And it was just, the amount of liberals there that were just completely in mindset of cult following was insane. Like, they were so triggered by my shirt. We've got it
all. Okay, but let's break this down. So the book signing was supposed to start at noon, correct?
That's right.
All right. So what time did you get there?
I probably got there at around 11:30.
All right.
You could tell a lot of the other people there were waiting for a while. They had chairs and...
So long lines outside the bookstore to see Hillary?
It wrapped around the whole bookstore.
So you would say probably a couple hundred people?
You know, with how many liberals we have in Austin, there were maybe a thousand.
And we've got the B-roll rolling behind us. We'll roll some of this footage in the next segment. All right, so you show up. You're about 30 minutes before the event is about to go down. There are some good people that are standing outside there, and they get fully triggered, the good liberals, by your shirt.
Oh, yes, and fully triggered.
We'll play this footage, and you guys can hear the interactions in the next segment. So I'm just trying to get the idea. So why did security start following you, though? You weren't really harassing anyone or screaming, were you?
No, I was just going and asking questions, talking to people. They just started following me around because I had this shirt.
It so you think obvious. Just the shirt?
Oh, yeah.
Triggered a response from her private security.
And then they came over. One of them actually walked, like, almost to me, but then he did an about face when he saw the InfoWars moniker. And then as soon as they realized InfoWars, that was when the following, stalking, harassing. There were other media outlets there that were talking to people, but I was the only one that was being followed around and intimidated. And yeah, of course, some of the interactions between myself and Hillary supporters, the Hillary supporters were getting pretty vile and nasty and yelling and stuff. So it was somewhat confrontational, but I wasn't being aggressive. I wasn't being disrespectful. I was just asking questions about.
Did they address the Bill Clinton rape shirt?
You know, what's kind of funny is they got really triggered and upset about it.
But did they actually address it though? Were they like, yeah, okay, Bill Clinton, you're right.
Well, no, they said, well, that's from his past. Well, you know what? Then why are you guys highlighting Roy Moore's past? If you don't want to talk about Bill Clinton's past, what about Roy Moore's past? And I also said, you guys want to talk about all these women coming forward with this hashtag Me Too and them being sexually assaulted. But when I come out and try to bring awareness to this Bill Clinton rape shirt and the fact that he's had women accuse him of sexual assault, brutal sexual assault rape cases. Exactly. They didn't want to hear it. They got so mad, so triggered. I had a woman try to smack the mic out of my hand. Some of them got aggressive and actually assaulted.
Oh, they love that thing, to try to rip the mic away.
Yeah, like hit it down or rip it around. Like, yeah.
Pull the cord.
Yeah.
What about the bookstore staff? Did you have to deal with them at all?
Oh, well, I don't think the bookstore staff really came up and approached us. It seemed like there were two ladies that came up to us very triggered. They were like frantically like, you're harassing people. You're horrible. You can't be here. And they were like super frantic. You need to leave now. You need to leave now. And I said, I'm on a public street. I'm on a public sidewalk. You need to leave now. That's what I said. I was like, well, you need to leave if I need to leave because you don't get to tell me to leave. They're like, we're going to call the police. Please call them. Please call them. But yeah, it was just really cult-like. And you can't just have an open dialogue and discussion and try to inform some of them on these other women like Kathleen Willey and Juanita Broadwick and these other women, because some of them don't know those specific stories. Some of them only knew about the Monica Lewinsky scandal, which, you know, okay, he had consensual sexual interaction with a woman. It was consensual. Yes, he was married. Okay. But the real reason he got impeached was because of lying under oath. That was the real reason that he had gotten impeached, not because of having consensual sex with a woman. That's not even the real issue. The real issue is the other women that claim he brutally raped them. You know.
And then later on in the broadcast today, I've got clips from Democrats yesterday on the Hill calling for Trump's impeachment, citing a bunch of different reasons, which, again, can be said for Obama, Bush, Clinton. It's just they never want to say it until Trump. So it sounds to me it's just
hypocritical.
Like you showed up, you wanted to cover the event, and it just immediately upon you being there, the shirt, the InfoWars mic flag, sent them into a total meltdown.
Triggering. The massive triggering. The looks, the stares.
What is it like for these people?
Cursing and yelling.
They're obsessed with Hillary Clinton. It's literally like their goddess. I mean,
I kept asking them what happened. You know, like what happened? Did you read the book? Did you find out what happened?
Did they read the book?
Some of them were like, no, I haven't read it yet. Or I read like a quarter way through. Mm-hmm. I hadn't really.
Sure they did.
I don't think I even talked to somebody that said they read the whole book. It seems like it'd be really boring.
I would actually bet you more Trump supporters read the book simply out of curiosity than actually Clinton supporters.
Probably.
I don't think Clinton supporters read books.
I doubt it. Yeah, no.
They wouldn't vote for Clinton.
Yeah. I was asking him, well, what happened with the Bill Clinton rape allegations? What happened with uranium? Mm-hmm. You know, what happened with Benghazi? Why did she say, what difference does it make? Don't you think that was a little bit callous? And they would just huff and puff and they, you know, not really real answers a lot of the times. It was what you would expect at a Hillary Clinton book signing event.
I can't believe that people are still going out to these things. You know, that's the craziest thing to me is why waste your time? You never read the book. She's a total failed candidate. And I'm telling you, folks, there's investigations. I'm almost convinced now there's investigations ongoing into so much stuff that we wouldn't even believe it. These people are honestly about to go down. And it's all thanks to President Trump. We're going to have the exclusive footage on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
So this story comes out of Reuters today. With Thanksgiving right around the corner, 1 in 3 U.S. adults, use that term loosely, to avoid talking politics over holiday season. Now, this has been an ongoing trend, not to talk politics with your family over holidays because it's obviously a very triggering event. But I'm not surprised that 1 in 3 adults won't talk politics over holiday season. I'm not saying you have to or don't, you should or whatever. I'm just saying, when you've got people that show up to a political event that won't talk politics, how do you expect them to do it at dinner? When you've got people that show up at a Hillary Clinton book signing or that show up at a Trump protest and then you say, hey, how was Hillary's book? Didn't read it. Hey, why should Trump be impeached? Shut up, racist. How could they be expected to talk politics over Thanksgiving? So, Millie, we're about to air this footage. Just briefly describe what our audience is about to see here.
Well, you're just going to see massive amounts of triggering, but before we get to the triggering video, I wanted to touch on the fact that we caught Hillary Clinton needing help out of her car. And
oh, you mean she's unhealthy?
Oh, I mean, yeah, definitely.
Like InfoWars reported and then it was called fake news and then was verified and vindicated time and time again.
Do you remember hashtag Hillary, hashtag fainting Hillary? All of the times that we've seen her fall, faint,
she was coughing up. She coughed up like little goblin eggs into a cup.
Yeah. Oh man, that was so nasty. Yeah. I was there. That was really bad.
I've never seen anything like that.
That was really bad. And the same way they have like this hovering, overprotective, crazy security and staff, we saw that again here today. And they even had a garage that was like shutting and we just in the nick of time caught, you know, the footage of her getting helped up. I mean, the guy literally had to grab her arm and like lift her
up. So she's still basically being tossed around like a sack of potatoes.
Basically, I think what they did was they halted.
Yeah, there she is.
They halted the people at the front of the line from going into the bookstore so that she could then go and sit in her chair stationary or whatever, probably. And that way she wouldn't be seen.
Yeah, there's her boot too. She's got a little boot on.
She does have a boot and a lot of people are wondering what happened. Was it a fall due to her ill health? Is she hiding an ankle monitor? Or is it just a legitimate injury? What do you guys think? I actually have a poll up on Twitter right now where you guys can vote to see what you think the real reason is that she has this boot on.
I mean, you wouldn't need a boot like that to hide an ankle monitor, but I could see how Hillary Clinton would go to the utmost lengths
to make sure nobody saw it.
Well, without any more hesitation, let's now go to Millie Weaver's report from the Hillary Clinton book signing in Austin, Texas.
What do you think about Hillary Clinton selling some of our uranium to the Russians?
Fake news.
That's fake news? Really?
Yeah.
What do you think about Bill Clinton and having all these women come forward about raping them?
What do you think about Alex Jones's ridiculous behavior on air and his ranting and raving and his, you know?
Is ranting and raving and being entertaining against the law?
I don't consider it.
Is he running for office?
I see you're using his network though and you've got, you know, his propaganda imprinted on your brain.
But don't you think that Hillary Clinton as a woman, if she's really for women that haven't been, you know, sexually assaulted and stuff, don't you think she should have divorced Bill?
Have a nice day.
What do you think about Bill Clinton? Whoa, somebody got triggered here. That you don't grab my microphone. I won't grab any of your personal items, ma'am.
Scare you? Are you a little snowflake? I'm so sorry.
Doesn't scare me, but I have boundaries here.
All right, this is amazing.
Oh, it's so sad. You're so pathetic.
Oh my! I was literally about to say how pathetic she was.
Dirty looks, hostility. Hello.
I wonder why.
Oh,
you've been nothing but
sweet. Is it because of my shirt?
I think it's because you work for that trash organization.
Because of InfoWars.
Because of InfoWars?
Which is a...
That's what they've done. They dehumanized us. That's what they want. They want to dehumanize us.
They don't have a real argument.
and how you're not real journalists.
Okay. Well, let's talk
we're not
about
real people.
CNN,
we're not even
NBC,
real people.
All of these other mainstream media organizations that have been caught in fake news over and over and time again.
Yeah, give me an example.
They were pushing that Trump was lying about having been spied on by the Obama administration, okay? And guess what? Then later they had to say, oh wait, we were wrong. And while InfoWars all along was saying, no, we have sources that say that that was true. And guess what? It came out in congressional hearings that yes, Trump was being eavesdropped on. What do you think about Juanita Broadrick and the women that
ridiculous.
Have come forward?
He looks like he's in a lot of pain.
He's triggered.
Just trying
really
to think
them.
Is hard for him.
I don't really know. I mean, I'm really
you're giving me a headache, making me think.
I had a lot of male vitality.
My brain hurts.
Last night, getting really excited for this event, and I went to the chili parlor this morning to eat a big bowl of chili, and I just
he's trying to make fun of Alex Jones.
He's LARPing
right now. I think is this Hillary Clinton? I don't know. My kids got taken away from me. I'm just really depressed right now. This is a mistake for me talking with y'all, but I wish y'all the best. So.
You seem pretty triggered right now.
Not really triggered. I'm just really depressed and a little hungover.
You're shaking and...
Yeah, I'm really hungover. My kids got taken away.
Whose kids got taken? Your kids got taken away?
Yeah, you know, my kids got taken away. My wife took them away from me. I'm
oh,
really
boy, these people.
That.
He's LARPing.
I know he's trying to troll me. Alex didn't lose his kids.
Yeah, I just, you know... It's
funny that you say that because you obviously followed the first part of the case, but you didn't follow it to the end to find out that he actually... got primary
you
custody
can tell
of
this
kids,
guy's actually
so
in pain
funny.
Right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He was shaking.
I need for you to go because you were upset.
Okay, this is part of her staff.
I need for you to go. We care about our customers.
Hey,
this
hey,
is a customer
let's
event.
Both go. Oh, no, okay, so this is the book people, okay.
Other people to
this
come
was
get
part...
Here. Call them.
Yeah, they
them.
Work
Do you know
there.
Where I'm standing right now? That's the funny part. Do you know where I'm standing? I'm
so,
standing
so they're actually
on
working
the
at
public
the bookstore.
Yes.
Sidewalk.
This is fine.
Oh, boy. They're, see,
you're
they're lucky that you were there and not me.
Inappropriate. Please go.
I would have probably made him cry.
Really, like, this is like... tyrannical right here. You don't believe in the First Amendment, do you?
You are being inappropriate. You are upsetting people.
You're so inappropriate, Millie.
Are you upset? Is that why?
You have upset people? You know you did it.
You know you did it. You know you did it.
Send the Secret Service here, then.
Inappropriate, and you need to...
She's got her nasty woman shirt on. Look at her.
She's upsetting people, and she's causing an issue. Thank you so
this
much.
Poor,
she's
this
upsetting
this
people.
Security guard comes over and he's like, okay. He's like,
right,
you know,
well,
I'm sorry.
I'm just
there's
standing here
mentally
on a
handicapped people here.
Right now,
you're
in the
offending
public.
No, this security guard was part of Hillary's
here,
private security.
She's making sure
he
people are
problems.
Okay.
I mean,
when
I don't
anyone,
know. I feel
if
bad for the security guard. I mean,
the
he's
way
got
they
a
come
babysit.
Up in my face trying to intimidate me, you know.
But yeah, here's it, Millie's free speech.
I have a question. When all those other celebrity women come out and say, hashtag me too. When all those other women
go
say hashtag
away.
Me too, it's valid. But when we talk about the women
no,
that accuse Bill Clinton,
this
that's
this
not
is Hillary
valid.
Clinton.
He's assaulting, trying to grab the mic.
Don't touch me, lady.
Go away. Wow.
You suck.
Okay. Well.
She said you suck.
I can't say I'm surprised by anything I just saw there.
Yeah.
A bunch of pathetic. It's honestly sad. These people have been brainwashed. They've been victimized by propaganda. But you notice what it is, Millie? They've dehumanized InfoWars. They've dehumanized you. So they look at you and you're less than human now. You're scum.
Of course. It's, in their mind, they have every right to bully me, assault me, scream and yell, curse at me, and just treat me horribly. It's pretty disgusting.
Well, that's woman's liberation.
They're nasty.
Think like me. Think like me, or I'll bully you.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. You just saw Millie Weaver's report from the Hillary Clinton book signing here in Austin. Pretty interesting stuff. For one, Hillary Clinton still clearly not healthy. She's got a boot on her right foot. I believe it was her right foot for some reason. Nobody knows why. She couldn't get up out of the car under her own power. She had to be lifted up out of the car like a sack of meat. Of course, that's how she's been treated, I guess, her whole life by Bill Clinton, but that's neither here nor there. And then Millie goes and talks to the Hillary Clinton supporters that are there for the book signing, and what does she find out? It's a bunch of nasty women. No. Not the cool, hip Ashley Judd nasty woman that hangs out with Harvey Weinstein and then complains about it 20 years later. I mean, literally like disgusting, foul-mouthed, ignorant, nasty women. So, you saw how much they hate InfoWars, folks, and that's not because they know who we are or follow what we do or have ever actually probably listened to an Alex Jones show or any of our broadcasts here at InfoWars.com. They've never tried our products. They've never looked into any of the stuff we talk about that always ends up being right. They've just been brainwashed into hating InfoWars, thinking we're this, that, and the other thing,
without actually finding out for themselves. And this is how they dehumanize us. And then once they dehumanize us, then they can erase us and there won't be any cries because we're not human. So that's how that works. But thanks to you and your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we are independent and they cannot just erase us as long as you support us. We've got new products at InfoWarsStore.com. You can see right there in the fold, Carnivore and Floralife, two new products at InfoWarsStore.com, both at an introductory price of 33% off. And then 50% off specials going on right now include Caveman, Z-Shield, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Super Blue Fluoride Free Mouthwash, and Secret 12 Vitamin B12. All of those products are 50% off. DNA Force, that's currently in stock right now, 25% off. And everything that I've just mentioned falls under the free shipping category because you have free shipping going on store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out some of our great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out some of our t-shirts, ball hats, water purifiers, air filters, emergency food supplies. We've got just about everything. Home products, soap, deodorant, toothpaste. You can find just about everything at InfoWarsStore.com. So help us, well, help us not be erased by the establishment and by the liberals that hate us and don't even think we're human. But isn't that sad? Honestly, it's sad that because of my political beliefs, I literally could never get along with those people. And it's not because I don't want to get along. It's because they don't think I'm human. They think I'm total scum and I am the lowest form of life on earth simply because I'm a Trump supporter. They don't know anything about me. They don't know anything about my past. They don't know anything about what I do every day. They don't know anything about Millie. They just hate her because she has an InfoWars mic flag and because she knows what Bill Clinton has done in his past. So that's the type of attack that we are under. Now, President Trump is under attack as well. So you know what I'm going to do in the next segment? In fact, guys, we're actually missing a clip here. So let's make sure that we find this clip in the break. I've got the one clip that I put in there that's impeached Trump, but someone else put together another clip of Steve Cohen. It's actually a time clip. You can get it. It's about 5 minutes long. So I want to have both of those clips in the next segment. So we'll get to that. First, let me just get to some news here that I've got. So this story's gone viral. Navy admits to being involved in obscene art, if you will, in the sky. And this is in Washington. Officials with the Naval Air Station said one of their aircraft was involved in obscene sky writings spotted in Okanogan County. And basically what you have here is, I guess, a naval aircraft drew a phallic image in the sky. A twig and berries, if you will. Now, here's my angle. Because I'm not really hearing anyone say this yet, and I'm shocked. Because when I first saw this, it was yesterday, and how is nobody asking how they drew this thing in the sky? Am I nuts? Have I gone full conspiracy theorist? Have I gone full nut job here? Or am I so logical that I'm blowing your mind? How come nobody's asked how he was able to spray that in the sky? Was this chemtrails? Was this contrails? If you believe that this was contrails, I got a bridge to sell you underwater. So seriously, how come no one's asking? How was this pilot able to draw that in the sky? Do naval aircraft just happen to always have, I guess, whatever the streams that they use when they do these things at air shows? Is that what this was from? Was it from some air show thing? Or was this something else? Was this possibly a chemtrail? Maybe the naval pilot was trying to tell us something like, hey, you're getting screwed by these chemtrails. These chemtrails are you-know-whatting planet Earth. Or was it honestly just an innocent prank? But again, how comes no one's asking what this is? because they say that chemtrails don't exist. So then why don't you say, okay, well, then how did he spray that? Was it just some fun stuff that they just have on these naval aircrafts just for fun in case they want to draw something in the sky? Or do they constantly have them ready to go with the chemicals that they spray into the sky? I'm just asking the questions here. All right, let's cover some of this news here as Weinsteingate continues to, just more accusations against more people coming every day. Tell me if you've ever heard of anything like this before. This is actually yesterday. Al Franken is calling for an ethics investigation into himself. What? What is that? So here's Al Franken. By the way, some people are coming to Franken's defense. Maybe he's truly just a very perverted comedian. Then again, maybe he's a sexual assaulter. I don't know. Innocent till proven guilty, right? Wrong, not anymore. Of course, there was a picture. There was a lady, Leanne Tweeden, who's gone public, spoke about her story, giving you the details, as much as we don't want to hear them. But then, Al Franken calls for an ethics investigation into himself. No! No, it wasn't Nancy Pelosi. No, it wasn't Maxine Waters. No, it wasn't Chuck Schumer. No, it wasn't Mitch McConnell. No, it wasn't Paul Ryan. No. It was Al Franken himself. So Al Franken calls for an ethics investigation into himself. Okay. This just gets weirder and weirder. The NFL is now investigating James Winston after an Uber driver accused him of groping her. Now, this is the kind of stuff that's dangerous to me. Uber driver says that Winston basically reached over the driver's seat and tried grabbing and groping her. I just find this hard to believe. I'm sorry. I just really find this hard to believe that an NFL player would be that desperate to grope an Uber driver. Then again, the NFL players have personal drivers given to them by the NFL and they still choose to drink and drive. But this is dangerous stuff. Now, again, you just accuse someone and then they're guilty. It just happened to Dallas Cowboys running back. Ezekiel Elliott from St. Louis. I know people that know him well in St. Louis. He's not the type of guy that's ever done that stuff. And then you have this. Ohio Dem discloses sexual relations with over 50 very attractive females. Democrat Bill O'Neill tweets this out. He's sick of all the sexual assault accusations going around, so he wants you to know he's been sexually involved with 50 beautiful women, so you can't bring that up in the campaign trail. Huh. An interesting way to try to sidestep it.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. And we are going to be joined by Jack Posobiec in the second hour here, just in about 25 minutes. Stephanie Hamill will join me in the third hour, and she actually has got some breaking news that she brought to my attention that we're going to be covering, so I'm looking forward to that. Real quick, I want to put out the phone number, as we will be intermittently taking your calls throughout the rest of the broadcast today. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And I was actually talking to Alex Jones in the break. It's tough to see and understand and comprehend and feel right now like we're having the victories, like we're on top, like we're dominating, but we really truly are, folks. And I do believe that there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that we're just not aware of and that we will probably be made aware of down the road. But the victories are devastating for the Democrats specifically and the establishment. And you have to understand, that is why Weinstein Gate is happening. That is why all of this stuff is going down, because they want to create an environment much like that in the French Revolution, where all you have to do is accuse your enemy and then they're guilty. So no court, no judge, no trial, no jury, nothing. Just, you sexually assaulted me. Okay, you're guilty. You must resign. And keep in mind how important every vote is on the Senate as the Democrats continue to push for impeachment. This is also a party that is not really having many congressional victories. So they need this bad. Their backs are against the wall, and they're flopping like a fish out of water, struggling for life. So that's really what's behind all of this that's going on right now. And it's because Trump. Understand that. That's how we've changed the world. Before I go to the phone lines here, I just want to read this, and because I want to put this out there to get the audience's take behind this. Last week we heard from the audience about, is sexual assault really an epidemic in America, or is this just the entertainment industry and sections of our government that
that are just projecting their sexual perversions on the rest of the society. And it seemed like that's what most of the females believe that called in. I think that's what everyone believes. So this is what Bill O'Neill tweets out, though. Bill O'Neill is an associate justice on the Ohio Supreme Court, and he's running for Ohio governor, and he's a Democrat. He takes to Facebook, and he posts this. Now that the dogs of war are calling for the head of Senator Al Franken, I believe it is time to speak up on behalf of all heterosexual males. I can get behind that. Speaking up for heterosexual males, we're being demonized. As a candidate for governor, let me save my opponent some research time. This is where it gets interesting. In the last 50 years, I was sexually intimate with approximately 50 very attractive females. He then explains their characteristics, if you will. And then he says, now we can get back to discussing legalizing marijuana and opening the state hospital network to combat the opioid crisis. I'm so disappointed by this national feeding frenzy about sexual indiscretions decades ago. Peace. An interesting take. A fresh take, if you will. I'm not really sure what to think about that. I wonder how many other people that are running for office might take the same approach as Bill O'Neill. And where are the Democrats? Why haven't the Democrats excoriated him? How dare you stick up for sexual assault and Al Franken, how dare you say you were with sexually with women? How dare you be a heterosexual? How dare you? So we'll see what happens to Bill O'Neill. I'm not even sure what to think about that, to be honest. I'm not sure about what to think about Al Franken calling for an ethics investigation into himself. Well, Al, you ought to know. Step down if there's an issue. I'm not sure what to think about. Now every time an athlete looks at a woman, you know, they're sexually assaulting them. In fact, this is the perfect time. Now, this is a video from Long Beach Griffey, a feminism parody, and perhaps one of the funniest feminist memes you will ever see. Let's watch this video.
Excuse me, sir. Sir, excuse me. Excuse me, sir! I just seen you eye-raping me right now?
What?
Yeah, eye-raping. You glanced at me for half a second, so it's considered eye-raping.
Man, I didn't even notice you were standing there to right now.
First of all, don't mansplain me, and rape is not a joke. Do not joke about rape.
When did I joke about
rape? Why are you man-terrupting me? Don't man-terrupt me. That is also rape. I would call the cops, but you're privileged because you're a man, and they won't do anything. Where is your logic? I'm a feminist. We don't use logic. You don't need logic to prove that all men in the world contribute to a rape culture, all women are oppressed, and that there is a gender wage gap.
There is no wage gap.
Disagreement. Triggered. Shut the fuck up! There is no wage gap! Rape culture does not exist in the U.S. And mansplaining is not a thing!
Do your
research. It's not a thing!
Google it. Do your research.
Mansplaining is not a thing!
You're ignorant.
Go tweet that.
Do your research.
Bitch.
Do your research.
All right. So that's Long Beach Griffey. Apparently he's on Facebook. I don't have Facebook. So, guys, let's see if we can get Long Beach Griffey on, because that video itself is worth having on the show. That was just some absolute brilliant work. I've already watched it 10 times. Otherwise, I'd probably be crying in laughter right now. But watch out. Watch out. That's what they're going to say next. Oh, my gosh. He looked at me. That man raped me. Excuse me, miss? You raped me. I saw you. I was standing in line at a grocery store about to grab a Kit Kat. I'm sorry. I saw you rape me with your eyes. You eye raped me. Security. Security. Oh, you know it's coming. Oh, don't be surprised when that happens, folks. Wow. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We've got some people calling in. Let's go to Kevin in Virginia. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Owen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
All right, the reason why I'm calling in is I feel that this whole sex thing going on, I feel like it's railroading from the narcocracy that's getting ready to go down with Hillary Clinton, you know, being in charge of the narcocracy or ahead of the narcocracy, if you know what I mean. I'm also lumping in Uranium One with the narcocracy, but I feel like this is nothing more than to
get everybody talking. You're kind of expanding on the entire Weinstein Gate sexual assault allegations being a political stunt, and you're kind of adding in that added aspect where it's like this also works as a distraction from any investigations being done to Hillary Clinton or just the reemerging of people exposing what Hillary Clinton has been doing for her decades in government.
Bingo. Yes, yes. Although this is a shame that what's going on. I mean, I feel bad for the women that have been sexually assaulted, but I feel that this is nothing more than a huge distraction for what's really going on in D.C., and that's the narcocracy as well as Uranium One.
Yeah, and again, it's a fair question. Thank you for the call, Kevin. It's always a fair question to say, why now? Why now? And there's been plenty of people that have offered their opinion saying, well, you know, sometimes you do harbor fear when carrying these truths with you. Sometimes you do feel intimidated or this, that, and the other thing. So maybe there's an element of truth to that. Or, again, maybe it's all happening now because it's all part of a political agenda. Maybe it's a little bit of both. But there's certainly political undertones to this. Thank you, Kevin. Let's go to John in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, John.
I love the president because he's like the modern-day Abraham Lincoln.
Modern-day Abraham Lincoln, you say, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
I always kind of felt he was more of a John Hancock, George Washington combination. How do you make the Lincoln comparison?
Because he's for the people, not what other people want him to do. He's for the people, what the people want. And I don't watch the mainstream media, honestly.
You know, and the one thing, too, about Lincoln that I think Trump kind of has or shares, except probably even more so, is, you know, Abraham Lincoln at the time was such an icon of pop culture. Like, you couldn't go anywhere without Abraham Lincoln, you know, being a subject of discussion or polarizing things. That kind of like what you're seeing with Trump now. I mean, Lincoln was probably the last president to be that polarizing, that popular, that ingrained in pop culture and just everything that was anything. So it's interesting. But yeah, plenty of support in Pennsylvania. He's reopening the mines up there, and I think he's going to see continued support in Pennsylvania. And maybe Pennsylvania might just keep going red in these presidential elections down the line. Very interesting. Thank you for the call, John, in Pennsylvania. We'll be right back on the other side. Jack Posobiec joins us. Don't go anywhere.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics
segment
that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today, support your own health, and support the InfoWar. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/. If you want the future, you must fight for it. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Joseph Watson does great videos, and while he always manages to put a humorous aspect on his serious reports, there's usually some good information there, but this one really tells a story unlike anything you've ever heard. Here's Paul Joseph Watson breaking down the Soy Boys.
Is soy food consumption turning men into p- and making them more likely to adopt left-wing beliefs? You've probably seen the BuzzFeed Try Guys video where they measure their testosterone and it's literally half or less the normal level for a man. Their testosterone is so low, it's below the average for an 85 to 100-year-old man.
We're all super freaking hot.
Imagine my shock.
Stop it right now.
And as we know, the only men who seriously watch BuzzFeed are tofu-eating, male feminist virtue signaling, beta orbiter, soy boys. Which led me to this, one of the funniest things on Twitter ever. This guy's compiled a huge list of the most virulently insufferable far leftists on Twitter. And guess what? They all consume soy products in copious quantities. Soy boys. Remember Will Wheaton, the twat who insulted Christians immediately after the Texas church massacre of Christians. He's a soy boy. The pez neck New York Antifa professor who constantly tweets about wanting cops to be killed. He's a soy boy. Casey Newton, the Verge editor who said he'd walk through fire for Hillary Clinton. He's a soy boy. Arthur Chu, the Jeopardy winner who's such a good feminist, he wants to wipe out all men and admits he can't satisfy his wife. He's a soy boy. He's such a soy boy, he thinks Starbucks charging extra for soy milk is racist. This guy who said he was suicidal because he's ethnically white, he's a soy boy. This Tumblr male feminist who brags about how woke he is, he's a soy boy. This dude who's such an ardent feminist he took his wife's last name, he's a soy boy. This idiot who thinks saying all lives matter is racist and hates his own family because they're conservative, he's a soy boy. This communist who thinks anyone who disparages soy is a fascist, he's a soy boy. Jesse Cox, the comedian who said he'd rather die than see America stop taking in refugees, he'd be a soy boy. And that's the thing, there seems to be an even closer correlation between male feminist virtue signalers who defend Muslim refugees and their soy fetish. Despite the fact that the mass importation of people from a society that literally produced something called the rape game is putting more women at risk than ever before. Yeah, not very feminist that, is it?
Say it loud, say it clear, refugees are welcome here. Delicious tofu dog.
Soy boy.
If the US cared about civilians in Syria, maybe it shouldn't have stopped accepting them as refugees. When your local Thai food spot calls you back to make sure you only want two orders of tofu drunken noodle because you usually order three.
Soy boy.
If you're LGBT and support Trump's Muslim and refugee bans, you're putting many of our brothers and sisters at risk, and f*** you. Soy isn't healthy. Okay, but I'm literally using it as a dairy substitute, so what's your point?
Soy boy.
Non-refugee men are far more likely to be rapists statically. Stop being a xenophobe.
This guy posted a picture of his soy-filled fridge, then said if his own son turned into a woman because of eating too much soy, he wouldn't see it as a negative.
Soy boy.
I wonder if the Norwegian guy who felt guilty about the Muslim migrant who raped him being deported is also a soy boy. Bet he is. What is it about soy that turns men into such spineless wimps?
I mean, this guy is such a total it's stunning.
Soybeans contain high amounts of phytoestrogens, organic compounds that mimic the female hormone estrogen in the human body. This reduces testosterone and lowers male sperm count. Men who eat half a serving of soy a day have 34 million fewer sperm per millimeter than those who don't. Men with low testosterone have impaired sexual functioning. They lose their libido. Men with high estrogen take on feminine traits. They find it harder to handle stress.
I'm triggered.
They become less assertive. They become low energy. Their voices get higher, their genitals shrink, they lose muscle tone, and they lose hair.
The fact that they use soy therapy.
Okay, folks, for women. You can see the entire Paul Joseph Watson report on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. Wow. The soy boy armies are real.
Chemical warfare is real. It's in the food. It's in the water. It's in the vaccines. Wake up. Break the conditioning. Don't be a soy boy.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the bio-PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
This is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Troyer. Jack Posobiec is my guest for the entirety of the second hour today. And without further ado, I bring in our resident soy boy, Jack Posobiec.
How dare you, Owen? How dare you cast these lies and aspersions on me? Just because I lived in China for a few years does not mean that I'm a soybean, because I talked to Paul about this earlier today. I reached out and I said, Paul, I lived in China for a few years. There's so much soy over there. What happened when I ate some of it? Did that do anything to me? I feel like I have a lot of testosterone, but I'm not sure. What can I do? And you know what Paul said? And I have this straight from the horse's mouth. He said, Jack, you were having the non-GMO, the fermented non-GMOs. They don't have the extras, the estrogen, essentially the plant estrogen that gets added to tofu here in the West, here in the United States, Europe, and Canada. So no, you were actually fine. So no, I am pure. I'm totally pure of the plant estrogens.
Are you saying there's something wrong with being a soy boy? What are you, a soyist?
If someone chooses to live their life how they want to live their life. I mean, if they want to go ahead and turn themselves into a plant estrogen extracted, individual, then I perfectly support that decision the same way that I would support anyone's decision to go do CrossFit, to go work out, and typically like to support, healthy lifestyles and healthy living. But again, I suppose I'm libertarian on the soy issue. However,
okay. No, I get
it now.
Know
the science is settled on soy. The soy science is settled. Soy science is settled, and Paul has laid it out for us.
Okay. I see what's happened here, folks. Jack's triggered because I said soy boy. It's supposed to be soy sis. Soy sis. Am I
Use
saying
my
that right
pronouns.
Now?
Use my proper pronouns, Owen.
Soy G.
Joy. Joy. Refer to me as Joy.
I'll tell you what, though. To get real for a second, though, isn't that amazing how we'll be sitting here. Let's say you and I will be sitting here. We'll be breaking down all of the videos where you're out on the streets dealing with the Trump protesters, or I'm out on the street dealing with the protesters. And it's like, you know, what is going on? What is wrong with these people? Okay. Yes, they've been lied to. Yes, they've been indoctrinated and brainwashed and all this stuff. But like, I mean, physically, what's wrong with them? Well, I think
there's a certain type. You know, there's like a certain type, and you can see it, right? You can always see it. And this is, I live in DC and you live in Austin, but this is all over the country. We travel around. We talk to people all over the place, but you can see this. It's a physical type. It's a personality type. So I've always kind of wondered, what is it? What is the reason for this? And now we're learning that partially this may be due to a high soy diet. And amazing that Paul actually went through and broke down each and every one of these individuals and found that almost to a T, they were all highly infused with soy in their diets. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Great work from Paul Joseph Watson there. And just, again, to go on, I mean, most people probably have a terrible diet and they don't even realize what the effects, some of the negative side effects that a lot of these chemicals are having on them. Here was a study from the CDC that was released today. 1 in 10 Americans eat enough fruits and vegetables. So you've got this, you really have a mass dieting a problem right now in America where nobody's really eating healthy. And people don't understand that the fuel that they put in their body, just like a car, is going to be important as to how your car runs, how your body operates. You can't use the same oil in your car without the engine failing. It's the same thing with your body. You can't eat disgusting food and expect your body to be operating full capacity. I'm starting to wonder how many of these quote-unquote liberals or Trump protesters just simply have awful, unhealthy diets, and it's leading to mass mental illness.
No, you're absolutely right about that. And I mean, people talk about this. They call it the standard American diet. Get it? S-A-D, sad. And this is something that a lot of people have talked about over the years, about the lack of fruits and vegetables. And you go into any supermarket these days, we've got a proliferation of diet, everything, low fat is slapped on everything. But now the science is coming out that actually low fat isn't really good for you because they're pocketing it with all these other chemicals, with all these other sugars and sugar substitutes and all this crap that's not actually healthy for you. So the science, which we thought was settled, is actually not completely settled at all. But I gotta tell you something, when I went over to visit my family in Poland over this summer, and they laid out the meal for us, and I mentioned something, I said, oh, this is great, you know, but I noticed in the village, guess what? There was no supermarket, there was no convenience store, there was no grocery store, any of that stuff. So I made a comment, I said, oh, where did you buy the food? And they looked at me and they said, buy? What do you mean, where did we buy the food? We grew all of this. And they just kind of pointed and they took me outside and they said, look, these vegetables were grown right here. The fruit was grown right down the street. The milk came from those cows at this guy's house and the goats came from that guy's yard over there. That's where all the food came from. And that's normal. That's considered normal over there. And when you eat the food and it's not all of this heavily processed stuff that has all of the additives in it, all the GMO, you can actually taste the difference. It tastes real. It tastes more pure. It tastes so much more healthy. And my wife, of course, I get to say that now. My wife, Tanya, is from Eastern Europe herself. And so she's constantly talking about how the food in the United States isn't real food, how it's not real vegetables and real meat. And that when we go over, when we visit family, that we're actually eating real food over there. And I'm telling you, the difference is stark.
No, you can definitely tell the difference, especially for someone who's consciously tried to eat fresh fruit, fresh veggies, grass-fed beef or non-hormonal beef and all this stuff. There's no doubt you can tell the difference. But yeah, I think that some people don't even realize it, or they'll buy into the propaganda that it says low fat or, you know, sugar-free or something like that, and they don't understand that the additives they put in the sugar-free is worse for you than
that
national
must be
sugar.
Good for me. Yeah, they're actually doing even a lot of bottled waters. They'll do studies of these bottled waters that you get, and they find they're laced with arsenic, to tiny amounts of arsenic, in order to help with flavor or to help with preserving. This is arsenic. This is an actual poison if you take too much of it, but they're find traces of it in the bottled water you go and get out at the stores. And it's interesting. I didn't even think we were going to talk about this today, but this is not political at all. This is just I would encourage anybody, left, right, Democrat, independent. I mean, pay attention to what's going into your body. Now, myself, I try to keep I actually go for high fat when I can. I go for high fat. I go for non-hormonal, high protein at the same time. A lot of meat, fish. Fresh fish, veggies, fruit, no alcohol. I don't do alcohol at all. That's personal choice. Myself, my wife, we don't do that. And I don't smoke at all either. So that's a lot of steps that I take because guess what? I intend to be around here for a long time. We have a huge generational fight that we're in right now. Why would we not want to keep ourselves, our bodies as healthy as possible? You talk about personal property. Well, your body is the last stage of personal property that you have. So why would you go and simply just put whatever people are telling you, oh, I go to McDonald's, put the McDonald's burger in your mouth. You know, that's what we're all mass produced to, mass advertised to, I should say. But I would absolutely encourage people that, listen, you don't, I'm not going to tell you what products to buy until the commercial comes up, but no, seriously, pay attention to what you're eating. Pay attention to what you're putting in your body because it absolutely has an effect and absolutely makes a difference.
And amazingly, like you said, this isn't a political issue. This isn't a sided or partisan issue. This is about health. I mean, we're all human. We all have, you know, not the exact same, but, you know, basically the same needs in order to stay healthy and functioning at, you know, high levels. So it's just amazing. Again, the propaganda, like what you said, oh, sometimes I go for a high fat diet. You'll have people be like, high fat diet? Oh my gosh, you're going to have a heart attack. And you're like, no, you need fat in your diet. In fact, some fats are necessary for your brain to function. They don't even understand the basic science of that kind of stuff.
Well, and then if they really get into that, I start breaking down the difference between HDLs and LDLs, and it usually kind of loses them at that point, and how that actually affects your bloodstream, and how that can help to clean out parts of your bloodstream versus the LDLs, which get stuck in there. So a lot of this stuff that gets stuck in your bloodstream ends up coming from these low-fat things. So it's building up in your bloodstream versus the other ones, which is actually cleansing you and cleaning you out.
And I've got another stack of news here today. Folks, if you thought that what happened in Flint is just a specific issue to Flint, Michigan, you are wrong. In fact, if you live in California or New York, might be time to get a water filter from InfoWarsStore.com. I'll have that story later. But we'll come back with Jack Posobiec on the other side. Maybe we'll take some of your phone calls. Don't go anywhere.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected recommended for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to War Room. Owen Schroyer, your host, with Jack Posobiec. And the nice thing about when me and Jack are on together, we can just pretty much go any direction. He didn't think he was going to be talking about diet and health when he was going to come on today. I didn't either. That's just how it goes. That's how the topics flow. I'm about to have this story on my desk here. The crew is about to give it to me. This is from the New York Times. I want to get actually into this with Jack. Headline, Bill Clinton should have resigned over Lewinsky affair, Kristen Gillibrand says. Of course, Kristen Gillibrand is a Democrat from New York, but I want to go right to her quote, and I want to pontificate on this with Jack, because you can always find hidden meaning in some of these quotes. This is what Gillibrand said after she was asked, should Bill Clinton have stepped down at the time? Gillibrand responded, yes, I think that is the appropriate response. Things have changed today, and I think under those circumstances, there should have been a very different reaction. And I think in light of this conversation, we should have a very different conversation about President Trump and a very different conversation about allegations against him. Oh, how convenient is that? Isn't that convenient?
Amazing. Utterly amazing.
Right, Jack? I mean, almost.
Like suddenly when it doesn't matter anymore. Suddenly when it's completely, has no political value whatsoever, they will throw the Clintons under the bus. And keep in mind, Kristen Gillibrand, she holds, who did she replace in the Senate? Whose seat does she have? She is sitting in Hillary Clinton's seat in New York in the Senate there. So she actually is the one that was in the seat right prior to that. Did she bring this up on her campaign? Did she bring this up with any of her constituents? Did she bring this up at all whatsoever, the fact that Bill Clinton should have resigned during her campaign? Did she know anything when she was taking over the reins of power in the Senate from Hillary Clinton to herself now? So it's such a joke. These people that they'll pontificate and they'll moralize, they'll do everything else they can when it doesn't matter. Meanwhile, we were called conspiracy theorists. We were called insane. We were called every name under the sun for saying that now completely true, right, statement that Bill Clinton is a rapist. We said it for years. We put it on T-shirts. We held it up at signs, at rallies.
It doesn't matter that Jack Posobiec said it. Who's Jack Posobiec? He's some slacker from the Navy. I only listen to Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, hi, I'm a Navy intelligence officer, and I'm listening to Juanita Broderick's accusations, which are very credible and also are completely corroborated by numerous other details that have been held by other women. The biting of the lip, of course, is a detail that's been corroborated between these independent accounts.
And you notice how they actually go public with their testimony.
And they all came public immediately when it happened. She's been talking about this. Well, I shouldn't say immediately when it happened. Juanita Broderick first gave her testimony in 1999. But this was during the impeachment proceedings. But NBC refused to air Juanita Broderick's interview until after the impeachment vote was held. So yet again, we see the left and the NBC at the time, that is going to be one of their biggest fake news crimes in all of history, to withhold evidence from the American people at a time when we were impeaching the president of the United States, Bill Clinton. They covered it up. And when it doesn't matter anymore, when both of them are out of politics, when the Clinton family is basically done, politically speaking, well, then we can all moralize and then we can all talk about this. No, I'm sorry, because you don't get that chance, because you were all telling us, all of you people, just about 12 months ago, right? I'm looking at the date. Just 12 months ago, they were all telling us to vote for the Clintons and put the Clintons into the White House. So I'm sorry, Senator, and I'm sorry, Left, I'm sorry, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, etc. None of you get a pass on this because every single one of them would have had Bill Clinton back in the White House.
Oh, and let's be perfectly clear too, because when the impeachment proceedings were ongoing, Bill Clinton said numerous times he did not have sexual relations with that woman, and the media let him get away with it. Now Trump has the Billy Bush tape comes out and says that was just locker room talk. No, 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 no. Oh, no, no, no. Don't you try to say that was locker room talk, President Trump. We know who you are. Even though Bill Clinton literally did these things with a cigar, bit people's lip, made them bleed, did it in the Oval Office, and then lied about it, in my opinion, perjured himself. That's okay. No media freak out over this.
He said to Juanita, you better put some ice on that. He said to
He's
Juanita,
a caring
you better
guy.
Put
He's
some
a caring
ice
guy.
On that when her lip was bleeding after he raped her.
But I want to translate this. Let's go further. Here's another thing, because I'm telling you, when they're speaking, you can translate it and you can see what they really mean. Gillibrand goes on. She says, what the Me Too movement has done is transform this debate. I think because when you have hundreds of thousands of people coming out every day about all industries saying, this is what happened to me, I think a lot of people have finally realized, wow, I didn't quite realize this. So let me just break this down for you. What Christine Gillibrand is admitting in this interview, she's saying, times have changed, Trump is president, the establishment is losing control, so we are freaking out and we have to do something about it. So now it's okay for us to accuse everyone of sexual assault because we're not in control anymore. Before, we were in control with Bill Clinton and the media, so it was not a good time then. Things have changed now, we can call Trump out. Then, with the Me Too movement, she's basically admitting, yes, we're using the Me Too movement to create a political atmosphere where if we accuse you of being a sexual assaultant, you're guilty. What do you think,
Jan? That's a great point. That's actually a great point. I still how you put that together. I didn't even put that together myself when this originally started. The Me Too movement is supposed to be about sexual assault, right? It's supposed to be about letting victims come forward and giving them a chance to hear them publicly and in a safe way to know what happened and to know what's going on. But here's Gillibrand saying, no, it's actually a political agenda. It's actually a political movement by the left designed to take out Trump, designed to take out Republicans, designed to be used for partisan ends. Well, isn't that the exact opposite of what we should be trying to do? We should be trying to get down to the truth, regardless of party, on which case it was. Now these allegations, of course, came out about Roy Moore, however, Gloria Allred seems to have trouble being able to answer the question about a lot of the questions that have arisen about this signature. And even CNN and NBC, I got to give them credit, they're asking her this question, and she refuses to answer about the authenticity of the signature in that yearbook she held up at that very public press conference. Now, because here's the thing, Owen, what they're trying to do is they're trying to make sexual assault the new race card. They're going to try to make this. So they called Trump a racist. They called him Hitler for all year. It didn't work. Now they're going to call all Republicans rapists. They're going to say you harassed, you groped, you did this, you did that. They're going to say it up and down. And they're using Roy Moore as a test bed. If this sticks, they are going to do it to every single Republican candidate in 2018. And they're probably going to do it to every single one of us on the right, every single one of us that's a free thinker that's out in alternative media as well, because they're going to try to find a new weapon to use against us. And this seems to be what their new case is, the new arrow in their quiver.
And you will see some blowback. There will be some blowback from this. I think that the perfect example is Al Franken. There's your blowback. Yeah,
there
are some creeps out there that probably been doing some inappropriate stuff. And Leanne Tweeden's like, all right, we're going to go there. I'm going to go there. Except there's a little difference here. I got the photo evidence. I got my own accounts. I'm willing to go public. President Trump tweets out, what about pictures 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6? We're going to get more into this on the other side, because this is truly the agenda. This is what we do here on the War Room. We translate the liberal doublethink.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Right back.
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. Owen Schroyer here. Jack Posobiec with us for two more segments. I want to expand on something Jack was breaking down earlier. That is how they're trying to create this environment where all you have to do is accuse someone of sexual assault and then they're guilty. The media assassinates them and everyone calls for their removal or resignation from Congress or governor or whatever it might be. But specifically, this is important because the Democrats are on their last breath of life. They need this Senate seat. They need it. And as Jack was saying, if they can get away with politically assassinating Roy Moore and then stealing the Senate seat in Alabama, which is really, I think, more of the impeach Trump, I think, agenda as well. They want to get that extra vote in there. But just kind of expand on this, Jack, how this is really a political agenda to create an environment where they can then control access to Congress via the media
declaring who is and who's not a toxic masculinist sexual assaulter.
Roy Moore, the guy who has been in the public eye in Alabama for 40 years, someone who's been through ups and downs, fighting the fight for the Ten Commandments to be on display at the state capitol, fighting the fight for so many social conservative issues, someone who's very well known to the people of Alabama. Issues never came up before, but it only came up when he tried to enter the United States Senate to take his brand of Alabama politics and bring that to Washington. Now the allegations come up. Now the attacks come out and we see the entire media in less than 44 minutes. They had all the Republican congressmen, senators on record saying you have to do this. He has to step out. He has to step down. Mitt Romney came out and gave his big statement. John McCain came out. They're all kind of the same person to me. Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, John McCain. And they all came out and gave these statements. So they're trying to use this bulwark of the establishment members of the Republican Party against conservatives and really just populists that are trying to come up through the ranks. Let's be quite honest. If this were any other situation, we probably wouldn't really be talking about the Alabama Senate race, because Alabama is one of the reddest of the red states that there are out there. There isn't a state that's more Trump supporting than Alabama in some pockets of Alabama. I went down there for the race. And actually, what's interesting is I don't think Roy Moore really had any big national support when he first started running. A lot of people are making a talk about Steve Bannon, but Steve Bannon was in the White House when the race officially started, so he didn't endorse anybody. Breitbart was running positive stories about Mo Brooks, who's a congressman down there that was going for it. Ann Coulter came out and endorsed Mo Brooks. So Roy Moore was sort of a perennial Alabama candidate that nobody had really given a second look to.
Trump was pushing Luther
Strange. And Trump, yeah, right. Of course, Trump had endorsed Luther Strange, who ended up being Mitch McConnell's candidate. So he had nothing to do with the race whatsoever. Yet you see them try to tie all of this to Trump, and you see them try to go the extra level and tie this one situation to everyone. And that's what they always try to do. But then meanwhile, when it's Anthony Weiner or when it's Al Franken or when it's Hillary Clinton and her ties to Laura Silsby, which of course never get talked about. I said that to a journalist who was talking to me one time. They said, well, Jack, you can't imagine Hillary Clinton's involved with any of this. And I said, well, what about Laura Silsby, who was at first charged? I mean, that's in the Harvard Law Review that
Look at what just happened in the Menendez trial, where there were all of these sexual allegations against him, and the judge basically threw them all out because they didn't pertain to the case.
Oh, no, I don't think that has to do with this, and this isn't corruption, and it's not bribery, and this. So again, people are saying, and so now they're going to say it was litigated. However, if you look at the actual situation, is that no one actually looked into those charges. No one actually investigated those other than the Department of Justice, which said they were credible. But then the judge threw them out because he said it didn't pertain to the bribery case.
To be fair, that is actually how you should handle that. I mean,
it's actually true. I would agree with the judge in that case that if it's a bribery charge that the trial is about, then okay, if this wasn't directly related to the bribery, then it shouldn't be heard as part of the case. But at the same time, are we going to see charges brought against him for these allegations, which again were made by the Department of Justice? This is not something that just, you know, they always want to say people on the internet. And then they turn back and they say, well, that's just a conspiracy theory.
InfoWars said that.
Right. Yeah. So if you remember, you know what else used to be a conspiracy theory? I remember back in 1998 when Hillary Clinton first came out and talked about Paula Jones and Juanita Broderick and Monica Lewinsky and said, this is a vast right-wing conspiracy theory, So she was the one who led the charge anyone who reports something that she doesn't like, or anyone who reports something the left doesn't want to be heard, well, that's just a conspiracy theory. Well, guess what? Now, Kristen Gillibrand has admitted that it's not a conspiracy theory.
Right. The conspiracy theory whole thing started with the JFK, more than one shooter. Huh, you're a conspiracy theorist. And then the JFK files get released, which, by the way, I have this story here. 10,744 more Kennedy assassination records released. So you've already got, new information about Hitler, new information about Martin Luther King, obviously the bomb cell assassination information, multiple shooters, CIA and the media, all that good stuff. But yeah, we're just conspiracy theorists.
There was a piece actually William Craddock had found today that he posted on Twitter, one of the JFK files, which actually stated that they had an informant. So it was a CIA report from 1963. And it stated that they had had an informant who came and told them about the KGB's operation and the KGB's investigation into the JFK assassination. Mm-hmm. And what they concluded was, the KGB concluded that actually it was a conspiracy of the military-industrial complex and they called them monopolists. We would call them globalists, right? These sort of corporate titans that are tied into the global markets and global industrial complex that was behind this assassination, because Kennedy essentially was a peacenik, because he was looking for diplomatic solutions. He was looking for detente with the Soviet Union. He didn't want to get into Vietnam, all this stuff, which later was very much popularized by the Oliver Stone movie. This was all the way back in the 60s. The KGB was saying the same thing.
And they, of course, fingered LBJ as one of the candidates to be investigated, as if there was anything to be into that. Of course, they didn't. We just get the release over 50 years later. No investigation, no justice. Nobody gets to know the truth. And the conspiracy theorists are right again. Before we end this segment, I just want to take things in a different direction. Jack, did you see the male genitalia that was sprayed in the air by the naval aircraft out on the West Coast?
Well, I didn't see it personally because I'm here in Washington, D.C., but I did see the photograph of it, and I was familiar with the story.
I'm just curious, because here's what I'm trying to figure out. They want to say that chemtrails don't exist. It's all contrails. Okay, well, obviously that's not a contrail. It's impossible to make a contrail like that, as far as I'm concerned, with any science. So I'm just asking you, as somebody who's been in the Navy before, what could that be?
I was not a naval aviator, so that's not my area of expertise. But you could load a lot of things onto a jet. You could also, there's also a lot of capabilities that our jets have in terms of countermeasures that are able to be deployed. So flechettes, electromagnetic type stuff, and in some cases, gels such as this that you're seeing up there that may have been, and this is me just totally speculating right here because I have no idea what that is. I mean, I know what it, you know, looks like. That's a big Johnson. And, definitely something that would be, that was loaded onto the plane, or possibly just, steam from the exhaust of the actual jet engine itself that they transformed into a, can see.
All right. Well, I'm just trying to figure out what it is, because nobody seems to be asking, what chemicals are you spraying out? It's just, oh, there's a phallic image in the sky. I'm sure that's perfectly normal. You're a conspiracy theorist, though, if you think chemtrails exist. But it could have been dozens of things, as Jack was telling us. All right, we've got one more segment with Jack Posobiec on the other side. Don't go anywhere. I think we'll take a couple of your calls. This is The War Room.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com.
Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The Golden State Warriors decline an invitation to the White House after winning the NBA championship. Now you've got NCAA champion South Carolina declines White House invitation. The Chicago Cubs enjoyed their visit to the White House. The Pittsburgh Penguins enjoyed their visit to the White House. I have a feeling that all of these teams that are boycotting the White House are going to look back 20, 30 years down the road and be kicking themselves that they didn't visit the White House in the greatest president in the history of this country, perhaps time in the White House. And with that, we will bring Jack Posobiec back in. In fact, what we'll do is we'll actually go out to the phone lines. Let's go with Eric in Florida. You're on air with Jack Posobiec. Go ahead.
Hi, Alan. Great to talk to you. How are you and Jack doing?
Doing great.
How's it going, Eric?
Okay. Good. Just wanted to make a comment, actually, like a question. It was back in 97, give or take 1 year. Had a girlfriend, and I spent a lot of time with her. Actually stayed over the house many times.
Wow, you sound like a sexual assaultant, probably.
Probably.
Make that joke. They'll actually come after you. Bad taste. Go ahead.
Anyways, she told me about the. She said she had a a cross-dresser, if that's the right term. In her workplace area, and he was always using the girls' bathroom, ladies' room. And they were so disgusted with it, they would actually clean everything before using it. And she was so bothered by it. I mean, I kept telling her, finally, she understood what she needed to do. And she contacted the HR of the company. I think she went to him because that was the headquarters for the company. I mean, a big, big, big company. And see if there's anything they could do about it. Which I told her was definitely, you know, I told her to go in. It's creating a hostile work environment. Actually, you are dealing with a hostile work environment. And Human Resources came back and told her that, oh, that's okay. Because they can do that stuff now.
So you're saying even back in the late 90s,
yeah.
It was kind of beginning where you had to be politically correct as far as bathroom use?
Yes, for her at her company. I don't know if she's still.
Now, how did the other women at the company feel about that?
People she worked with did not like it at all.
Yeah, I mean, we had the story. There was a transsexual that took his niece or nephew or whatever, his or her niece or nephew or something to the bathroom and got accused of sexual assault. You guys can pull that story up. And this isn't the first time I've had multiple stories where a transsexual, is accused of assaulting someone in a bathroom.
Right. Sick man.
Yeah, so it definitely creates a very complicated situation, and it definitely creates a system where, or a situation where there's a lot of those competing interests, especially for people who are just trying to use the bathroom they've always gone to, using the gender that they're born with. And this is one of the big issues that came out when Trump was looking at transgender in the military. So if we even figure this out for basic offices, how are you going to go and change it for the entire military?
I don't know. Maybe watch some South Park and get a whole separate bathroom.
Well, I'm sure, you could be in the midst of a battle, and I'm sure if you just call time out for your hormone injection that everything will just stop for your hormone injection.
Yeah, well, then you go ahead and drink a bunch of soy sauce I just learned from you guys. Could actually buy it in bottles.
Have to ask Paul about that.
All right, Eric, thank you so much for the call.
Hey,
yeah,
well,
I mean,
one quick comment.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton, she is a Weeble, but do you guys remember the Weeble Wobble? The Weeble wobbles, but it won't fall down. She's the total opposite. You guys are like cutting everybody down across the entire country and leaving a good one standing. I appreciate it. All you, all the crew, Alex Jones, Jack, you guys have a good evening. I get off here, I'll find out my last comment because I'm a minute and a half behind.
Okay, Eric, thank you so much for the call. Real quick update here. The crew is alerting me that Roseanne Barr's Twitter has just been deleted. Now, Roseanne Barr is pretty milquetoast on Twitter. I know that we both follow each other, but apparently she's now deleted because she posted about QAnon. Have you heard about this, Jack?
So if you go to RoseanneWorld.com, I think that's also down itself. So this looks like, I don't think this is just a regular suspension. This looks like, either she deleted it or someone deleted it from her. Then her own website is down as well. RoseanneWorld.com right after she was tweeting about, QAnon, which is, there's been some 4chan posts about that today. I haven't actually, looked into it very deeply, but I know I've seen people talking about that and I saw when she tweeted about it. But yeah, now her Twitter account has been deleted and her website, RoseanneWorld.com, has been taken offline.
Interesting.
Just in the past hour.
Okay. So, stay tuned with Jack Posobiec on Twitter and Infowars.com so stay tuned with us. We'll try to get you updates on that. Let's take another phone call. Let's go to Larry, who is calling in from...
Real quick, I do know somebody who knows Roseanne, so once we get off the show, I'm going to see if I can reach out.
Okay, wonderful. So, again, follow Jack Posobiec on Twitter or continue following us here, and we'll have that update for you. All right, now let's go to Larry in Michigan. You're on air with Jack Posobiec. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, Jack, this is Larry from Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi, thank you.
I'm just wondering how Congress can call one another the honorable this, honorable that, when they've got a slush fund full of millions of dollars to take care of, sexual improprieties.
Yeah, what was the number? Like 50, I know you tweeted about this, Jack. What was the final number? Like $50 million in sexual assault settlements?
Like that. I mean, I think it was 15 maybe. But it was, I mean, as much as almost 5 million in 1 year back in 2007. And to Larry's point, this isn't Congress's money. This is tax money. This is our money as U.S. taxpayers that Congress has been paying for these settlements.
Well, in the Freedom of Information Act, I'd like to know how many of these perverts we got trying to do our business up there, because when they go up there, they forget about us anyway. They don't want to hear from us again until election time.
Yeah, that's actually an interesting point Larry makes. Can we get a FOIA request as to names and specific dates of these allegations?
That's a great question for Judicial Watch. Tom Fitton, I think, would be somebody, a good person to run that through. I can look into submitting one myself. Maybe Doug Hagman. I know those guys are very, very good with their FOIA requests. So yeah, it makes sense, right? If they're spending our tax dollars on these settlements, why can't we see the details of what they're spending our money on? How does that even make any sense?
Absolutely. It'd be like me colluding with Russia and then telling you you colluded with Russia. Oh, wait, that's actually going on. Sorry.
Oh, no,
go ahead, Larry.
Yeah.
Another thing, how long does it take for President Trump to actually get information to him? I remember when Joe R. Powell, he was about to go to prison.
All right, Larry, I hate to cut you off. I just want to get Jack's response to this before we run out of time. Okay. Jack, how much information does Trump really have access to, and how much of it is in real time? How much of it is delayed? And then to put a bow on it, do you think there's investigations ongoing into Hillary right now that we don't know about? 60 seconds, Jack Posobiec.
The president is drinking from a fire hose when it comes in terms of information. He gets stuff from his overt sources. He, of course, has his classified sources from the intelligence community. And then he's got people, operatives, Roger Stone, myself, who have ways of getting messages to the president if we need to, if it's a dire message that needs to get there. He still has his cell phone, basically. That being said, are there investigations? Yes. Congress absolutely has an investigation. They've started it on the Uranium One deal, which is the Russian bribery. That the Russian bribery is the situation, and that is specifically the question that the informant in the Uranium One deal says he has videotapes of the bribes going from Russia. He says that he's going to present that, and hopefully we can get it public, and hopefully we can bring some of these people to account.
And we'll all be sitting here anxiously waiting for justice to meet Hillary Clinton. My, if that day comes, there will be... Heck, I'll party naked in the street. Thank you, Jack Posobiec, for joining us so much. We'll be hearing from you again. Stay tuned to Jack Posobiec for all updates when it comes to politics.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. America is in an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
There have been pipe dreams of Jeff Sessions going back to his seat in the Senate from Alabama. And him being replaced by Trey Gowdy. Here's Trey Gowdy saying the Clintons need to be investigated.
On the issue of special counsel, I did not sign. Jim Jordan's a great friend. I have tremendous respect
so,
for him.
So that's Trey Gowdy if he just sucked a bottle of helium. Okay. Let's try to get this one more time. Let's go ahead and restart. Trey Gowdy not on a bottle of helium.
The issue of special counsel, I did not sign. Jim Jordan's a great friend. I have tremendous respect for him. I did not sign the letter because I don't think the threshold has been met for the appointment of special counsel. And I think this is a really important point. You can investigate something without special counsel. In fact, 99.9% of all investigations in this country are done by the women and men at the Department of Justice and the U.S. Attorney's offices, and none of them is called special counsel. So there's a threshold that has to be met, and I don't think it has been met. So to say we're not going to appoint special counsel is not to say we're not going to look into something.
You're saying the threshold has not been met.
Yeah,
at what point is it met? What do you need to get there?
A conflict of interest.
If you do get there.
A conflict of interest where the Department of Justice and all 94 U.S. Attorney's offices are ill-suited and the public would not have confidence in an investigation that they ran. I mean, look at Bob Mueller was appointed special counsel. Some of your viewers don't have confidence in him. So the appointment of special counsel
does
not talismanically make people all
just
of a sudden
dumbest
have
of
confidence
the dumb, the soy
in something.
Boys.
The threshold is there a conflict of interest, and is it in the interest of justice to go pick someone who's not even part of the system right now to investigate something? And I don't think.
And even though I would love nothing more than to see Hillary Clinton locked up, if they weren't coming after Trump with this whole Russian collusion thing right now, that could die off if they just let us make America great again and got out of our way. But they won't get out of our way, so we're going to have to put people behind bars. Hillary Clinton should be the top of that list. But here's Hillary Clinton. She is seriously freaking out. She knows she's about to meet justice. And here she is saying that she's personally offended that anyone would want to investigate her.
As you know, President Trump has tried to flip the script and now says the Justice Department should be investigating you. And this will be considering a special counsel to probe the Uranium One deal and alleged conflicts with the Clinton Foundation. What's your reaction to this?
Who's this soy boy?
You know, I regret deeply that this appears to be the politicization of the Justice Department and our justice system.
This is unreal.
This Uranium One story has been debunked.
Just pause it right there. Do you realize how politicized the Justice Department was under Obama with Eric Holder? I mean, this is a joke. How about Lois Lerner with the IRS? She should be in jail. I'm going to just calm down. Put Hillary Clinton back on. I'm going to try to chill.
List times.
It's Friday. I don't need to be raging
like this.
Members
of the press, by independent experts. It is nothing but a false charge.
You are a sick, demented demon.
The Trump administration is trying to drum up in order to avoid attention being directed at them.
Drum up.
I mean, even
again, pause it right there. Trump trying to drum this up. Folks, people wrote books about the Clintons. People accused Bill and Hillary Clinton. Trump? People were accusing Alex Jones was covering Rush Limbaugh?
That all came before Trump. All of it. You used to be friends with Trump. I mean, this is nuts. All right, go back to Hillary. I'm telling you, she is freaking out. This woman knows she's about to meet justice, folks. She knows what's going on.
Said that there doesn't seem to be the basis for a special counsel. And of course, there isn't. But if I try
which
to
is what Dowdy just said,
it, which, you know, is kind of hard because it's personally offensive that they would do this. But taking myself out of it.
No, it's personally offensive to me that you would brag about what you did in Libya that has now returned the slave trade to that country. It's personally offensive to me that you would start wars in the Middle East that lead to tens of thousands dying. It's personally offensive to me that you would stand up for abortion, which denies people the very right to life. You are the most personally offensive human being that has ever walked this planet. Seriously, you could take someone from the greatest high in their history of their life, and just the sight of you could make them feel like crap. What a demon Hillary Clinton is. Put her in jail.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. Owen Schroyer, your host here, and I am now joined by Stephanie Hamill. She is a correspondent and a reporter for One America News Network. You can find her on Twitter at Steph M. Hamill. And she made me aware of a water crisis that is happening in New York City. Before we get to that, I just want to provide a little preliminary news here, because obviously this all started in Flint, Michigan, with the water crisis there. Here are headlines just from this week out of Flint, Michigan. Ripple effects in the Flint water crisis. Interactive map, more than half of cities with lead pipes don't know where they are. Common lead pipe replacement practice gets a second look in Michigan. Because of Flint, Battle Creek now tests water at home with lead pipes. And Michigan pushes to have nation's toughest lead water rules. So that's just out of Michigan. But what Stephanie has found out is there's actually a serious concern in New York City right now. Stephanie, what do you know?
Well, oh, and it's not just New York City. I mean, this is widespread. This is in communities across the country. Some 4,000 communities tested positive for high levels of lead in children. This is double the amount of Flint. This is a major crisis. And New York City is one of the cities. And this one's a highlight because we knew that New York City had a lead problem for decades. And this is something that the New York City mayor, Bill de Blasio, has been talking about fighting for so long. But then we find out that he's really done nothing to fix the problem. And in fact, the people who inspect it haven't been inspecting it properly. And in fact, they're falsifying reports and covering it up.
Well, why would you expect Bill de Blasio to help American citizens with clean water? I mean, he's too busy marching in the street with terrorists from Central America. He's too busy hanging out with Linda Sarsour, Linda Cockroach. He's too busy trying to get his own staff under control when he has one of his staffers arrested for having thousands of child pornography documents on his computer. I shouldn't expect de Blasio to be able to fix New York's water problem. I mean, after all, he's just the mayor.
Well, you wouldn't expect him to fix anything. Most Democrats are all talk. They're very corrupt. And so this
Stephanie, what is wrong? Do you know in New York City there's literally trash in the streets?
I've been there, and the trash is disgusting, and it smells very bad, especially during the summer. But so let's look back and you know how we got to this. You mentioned Flint, Michigan, the crisis from, I think it was like last year or about a year and a half ago, and what we discovered there. And if you look at the attention that was given to this crisis, and, you know, this was the perfect narrative for the mainstream media. The narrative was Republican governor does nothing. He neglects a black community. This community, Flint, Michigan, is almost 60% black. Some 45% people are in poverty. So this was like the perfect crisis. This is the evil Republican. He wants black people to, you know, he wants their kids to have lead poisoning. So that's why they did nothing. But if we, you know, once we actually started to learn more about the story, it was the EPA that was at fault. It was the Democrat leadership of Flint at fault. The governor really had nothing to do with it. So when we look at this current day crisis right now, this should be, there should be wall-to-wall news coverage on this. This is a big deal. The effects lead has on the body of young people, especially six and under, this can ruin their lives. It causes brain damage. It affects their entire body. It kills people. And this has very harmful effects on adults. It can give you kidney damage, liver damage. It can give you a whole host of health issues. So the reason they're not covering it is because we have Democrat leadership like Bill de Blasio, and this makes them look bad because this is not only affecting affluent communities, but also very poor communities.
And children. And just to prove what you're saying, let me go down a series of headlines here. These all broke this week. Reuters finds 3,800 U.S. areas with lead poisoning, double Flint's. This is from The Week. Vast swaths of New York City have higher lead exposure than Flint. How about Business Insider? Bad conditions in New York City are exposing thousands of children to lead poisoning. So, as you were saying, while Flint, Michigan got all the media attention, everyone was freaking out. Flint this, Flint that. It was a huge story for months. Zero television media coverage of New York City and its water problems.
Okay, so the coverage was warranted in Flint. I think it's a big deal. I was disgusted in listening to some of the interviews with the people that were affected by the water made me cry. Like, that is a big deal. But this is happening in communities across the country. This is one of the biggest, this is, I would say, the biggest crisis right now. But yet we have everyone focusing in on Roy Moore and allegations that really have no, you know, backup or proof. And this is something that we should be talking about. And so I touched a little bit about the corruption and what they're hiding. There are reports this week that the housing chief with HUD, again, they were supposed to go in and inspect the paint in homes for lead in poor communities. They didn't do it. They falsified the documents. And they can't get any information out of this agency.
Is that not
this
a felony?
I would believe that would be a felony. Yeah. So this is something that we should be covering. I'm going to do a lot of research on that this week and the next coming weeks. And you guys should be doing that too.
You can follow Stephanie Hamill's research on Twitter at Steph M. Hamill, as well as at One American News Network. And here is another story out of KCRA. This is from California. 11,000 plus schools across California have not even tested their water for lead. And get this, the California government that says it's okay to spread AIDS is giving them 13 months to do it. Excuse me, if there's lead in the water, you should be testing that within 13 days.
Yeah, so you can't count on the government to do anything for you. So when the government says it wants to keep Americans safe, you can't trust them. And so there are ways that you can test for lead in the water yourself. There's little kits. They're inexpensive. I think sometimes you can even pick them up for free from the government if you want to do it yourself. But yeah, you can't rely on anyone else for the safety of your children. And so there's a lot of areas where you can get it from. It's not just paint. We know it's coming from the water source. It's not necessarily that the water, I'm talking about New York, for example, the reservoir, the water is not polluted there. The water that's coming in is just fine. It's the pipes and the fixtures that are very old. And so the lead seeps into the water, and that's how it ends up in the homes. So you ask, why hasn't this been fixed? Why don't they fix the pipes? Well, it's very expensive. But then we have our big brother government that's always throwing all these rules and regulations. Isn't that something that they would ask people who are selling their homes, or, you know, the builders and buyers and all these other things? But it's all about special interest. Special interest doesn't want to replace pipes. And so the government's not going to step in because Bill de Blasio wants his campaign donations every year or every time he runs for re-election.
Interesting. This is an infrastructure issue. Maybe Trump will address it. As we know, though, he's already got a pipeline, a fire hose situation with problems and with information that he's having to absorb. But quick before we go to break here, Stephanie, we'll get right back to this. Hold that thought. Folks, you've also got this story. Crews cleaning up Keystone Pipeline leak in Marshall County. And you've got multiple counties where they literally have gas in their water. You can literally light the water on fire. You can find these videos on YouTube. So while I'm telling you this to you, I'm going to do a shameless plug. Folks, I don't drink tap water, okay? I haven't drank tap water in years. We don't drink tap water at InfoWars. In fact, all of the taps here at InfoWars have a warning sign on them that say, poison, don't drink. We drink filtered water. That's why we sell filtered water at InfoWarsStore.com. So, folks, please support us. You see how we're being censored on Twitter. You see how they're trying to shut us off radio stations. You see how they're trying to shut us down off Facebook and everything, YouTube. They try to algorithm us out of their SEO search results. Well, you keep us alive and support us. So, when we tell you about the water being contaminated, we don't just report on it. We provide a solution. We've got all kinds of different water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got supplements to fight back against the polluted water, such as Z-Shield, which is 50% off right now, Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine. Please visit InfoWars Store. Take advantage of these products. We know we live in a toxic environment. We're trying to do something about it because you know the government won't do it. They just refuse to do it. Bill de Blasio lets the people of New York down again. We'll hear more from Stephanie Hamill on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Refresh your breath with Emerx Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emerx Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emerx Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emerx Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time.
So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Violated. Something weird just happened there. Sorry, I dozed off and then something felt like it was grabbing me. Felt like a Frankenstein or something. All right. We've got Stephanie Hamill on with us, and I wanted to get her final thoughts on the water crisis. I know you had a thought there, and I interrupted you, and I wanted to get your final thoughts before we go on to other news, Stephanie.
It wasn't that big of a deal. I was just curious on your stance on whether the government should force people. It's a question on, you know, who owns those pipes. So we don't like big government. That's something we both have in common. So is that something they can force people to do, is to change the pipes? Or is that the renters or the new owners of the homes? Or who do you think should replace the pipes?
I actually have a good answer for that, because at my old house in St. Louis, this was something that we constantly had to deal with, was bad pipes. I lived in one of the first kind of rural areas, or I guess basically the where I lived was just outside of the city. It was kind of the first place outside of St. Louis where people started putting up homes. And so a lot of the piping was old. And what was happening was pipes would freeze, pipes would burst, and we kept having all these pipe issues. But what we experienced, I lived there for over 2 years, was they would rebuild the pipes, they would break. They would redo the roads, and then the roads would get busted by the busted pipes. And then we started realizing something. It's the same company that keeps coming in and doing the construction and failing. Well, if they keep failing, why would you keep hiring the same company? Well, then you go look at the local leadership and you realize, oh, they're getting no bid contracts. So I think the answer here is, and I think Trump is the right president to do this, whether this is something that'll be in his purview or not, most likely not. It's just Trumpism hopefully trickling down. You have to get private companies funded by the government to have a bid competition for who's going to rebuild the infrastructure. That, in my opinion, is the best way to do it. That builds the economy, that builds a good infrastructure, and you don't have no bid contract, basically, you know, companies colluding with the government to just get themselves rich. So that would be my solution.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. And like I said, it's unclear where the pipes have problems. Is it like where the owners, is it on their property, or is it the government owned like sewer and pipes and all those other things? So that's something that I would need to look into. But yeah, I mean, this is obviously a major health crisis and it needs to be solved and there needs to be more attention on it.
Okay. So let's move on to some other news now. you're out there in California. You're dealing with the California craziness, how now it's okay to knowingly give other people AIDS. That's perfectly legal now. But you've got this British hairdresser, gay British hairdresser, accused of deliberately spreading HIV and AIDS and then taunting his victims. I mean, where is the logic here? Where is the common sense? You shouldn't be able to knowingly give people a deadly disease and just walk away scot-free.
Yeah, and I saw this headline. It was on the, you know, Twitter spotlight. UK British hairdresser guilty of deliberately infecting men with HIV. And they had a huge thread on it. And it is really important that they bring attention to this. But yet all of these articles, BuzzFeed did a long one on it. I mean, they were all over it, as they should be. But nobody connected the dots back to California on what California just recently passed in October.
Liberal Governor, media connecting the dots. Give me a break.
Yeah, no. So in October, Governor Moonbeam, a.k.a. Jerry Brown, signed this ridiculous law, SB 239. Now, this bill would reduce the penalty for knowingly exposing a sexual partner to HIV. You really can't make this stuff up. So it's not you didn't know that you had HIV and then you accidentally gave your sexual partner HIV. This is you know that you're HIV positive. You might even be taking the antivirals and you go out, find a sexual partner and give them AIDS on or HIV on purpose. You are a evil, evil person. Yet in the eyes of California lawmakers, that's totally okay.
Well, you've got your own governor out there who's not even in California, doesn't stay in California in the aftermath of the wildfires, doesn't do anything in California when you've got 11,000 schools that need to have their pipes looked at for lead poisoning, doesn't come back to California after you have the shooter. I think he shot and killed four people and it put his wife in the basement under his house. No, Governor Moonbeam is overseas right now fighting climate change. Thank you so much, Governor Moonbeam, huh?
Yeah, he thinks he's president of the United States. It was absurd what he was doing there. Very questionable whether he doesn't have the constitutional authority to do that. He was saying that we were part of the Paris Agreement when we're not because President Trump pulled out of it. So, you know, he made a fool of himself out there. And, you know, but back to this AIDS story. I want to get back to what exactly happened in the UK. So this was an ongoing case for 2 years. For 2 years, police were investigating this guy. So he went on to this app called Grindr. I don't know if you've heard of it. I've heard of it. I believe it's a hookup site for gay men. And so he would find his partners there. So then he would meet with them and he would bully them into having unprotected sex with him, or he would even force them, or he would like rip the condom, which is, it's appalling. How could anyone be so rude and so disgusting? So then after he would do this, he would later, like a week or two later, text message his victims and let them know that he was HIV positive. And so his victims were all freaked out. He did this to like 10 people. So yeah, they found him guilty. That's great. But when you look at what California did, if you knowingly gave somebody HIV or AIDS or whatever, then this was a felony before. This was a felony before Governor Brown signed this new law, SB 239. So now it's a misdemeanor in California. It's no big deal. Before you would have gone to jail for 3, 5, 8 years. Now you might go to prison for 6 months or you might not even go to prison. If you're out there giving people HIV on purpose, shouldn't you be castrated? I would even call for the death penalty. Like, I just think that is so terrible. And so the reason that they passed this law, I just want to get it in his words. And by the way, one of the co-authors of this bill, his name is Scott Weiner, Assembly Scott Weiner. He's a gay man from San Francisco. So he said that he wanted to destigmatize HIV. He thinks that the bill would encourage people to get tested, which in turn would lower HIV transmission in the state. Now, if you're an evil person, and you don't, like, I mean, you have to be not normal before you even get HIV. If you get to the point where you're going to start, you know, not telling your sexual partners that you have it and purposely try to spread it. So how would this bill get people to go get tested? Because if these people are going to give other people HIV, this bill would do nothing. And instead, victims of these type of horrible crimes wouldn't be able to, you know, fight this in the court system, really. Well, and also...
Why would we want these guys? This is the California logic, though. If we make child prostitution legal, that'll stop it.
Yeah, why would you guys want these guys back on the streets? I mean, what would prevent them from doing it again if they're just going to get slapped on the wrist or on the hand with a misdemeanor, right? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not seeing something here. I read the bill, but I just didn't see anything good that came out of it. So I don't know if it's just me and maybe, you know.
Well, yeah, you're just not a good liberal, Stephanie. So follow Stephanie Hamill, Steph M. Hamill on Twitter. We'll be right back.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano-silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano-silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Donald Trump
said on this video that he likes kissing pretty women and that...
You don't?
Sir, let me... Can I finish?
You like kissing ugly women?
And Infowars.com, making media great again. Infowars.com, making political coverage great again. Infowars.com, making America great again. Hey, watch out. Al Franken's trying to grope me. Folks, you make it all possible at InfoWarsStore.com. And in case you don't realize it, you are the lifeblood. You are the fuel. You make InfoWars possible. If it wasn't for you, this show wouldn't exist. If it wasn't for you, this studio wouldn't exist. But because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us independent. You keep our financing independent so that we don't have to rely on anyone except our audience to continue to get on air. And even though they want to censor us off every outlet out there, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Google, you name it, you beat them by supporting us and forcing us to get bigger. And that's exactly what we're doing. So we're paying it forward and we're bringing you free shipping store wide, free shipping store wide. As a thank you to your continued support, we've just added two new products to our store as well. You've got Carnivore and Floralife. Check out those two new products. And then 50% off the following products: Biome Defense, Z-Shield, Caveman, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Super Blue Fluoride Free Mouthwash, and Secret 12 Vitamin B12. All 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All under the free shipping. It's just great specials, and it's how you support us. It's how you grow us to the next level. And Alex Jones appreciates nothing more than when he sees you filling the coffers here at InfoWars with cash. So you know what he does? He builds a new studio, folks. And you're about to see how cool that studio is. I think as soon as that thing is operational, in fact, Alex just might try to broadcast live from there before it's even ready. He's so crazed right now to get the information out to you. So thank you for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of our specials, free shipping store-wide. And with Christmas coming up, perfect time to share InfoWars Store with family and friends. All right, let's go out to the phone lines where we have Miles, who has been holding the longest. Miles in Michigan, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, I've been holding for an hour and 40 minutes, seems like. And I just wanted to say that I really appreciate what you've been doing for Alex Jones, because The War Room is a great show and I really like it.
Well, it's all thanks to you. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, Alex would not be able to hire and employ this entire staff of great people here if it wasn't for you. So we thank you.
The fact that you go out to these trendies and face them is amazing. I didn't know that in the beginning, but now that I've seen it and I watch your videos and I follow you on YouTube, I know you're the real deal, and that's amazing. And
you know,
really,
it's
like
actually funny since you say that. Again, you know, I've always been a popular guy. Not like, oh, I'm a cool guy. It's just I've never had problem getting friends. I've always gotten along with everyone, and it's just the funniest thing when, and this might be kind of what you're talking about, where people will see some story about me that haven't seen or heard from me in years, and it'll be like, Owen Schroyer, Russian operative, or Owen Schroyer, you know, this, that, or the other. Like, totally made up crap, and they're like, wait a second, I know Owen Schroyer. That's total nonsense. The guy's just down-to-earth, real dude. And then I think that that's kind of what you're saying, like, you know, you're really not sure who to trust in media. You know, everything seems convoluted. You know, how do you know where to go for real information? Who's trying not to, you know, who's not trying to deceive you? And that's us. We're not trying to deceive you. We're not perfect. We're not purists. But at the end of the day, we're trying our best to get you the most groundbreaking information that we would like to know on the other side.
You are. You're giving it to us way before any other media gives it to us. And the last thing I'd like to say before I go is that what you started your show off with was where somebody was waving an ISIS flag on campus. That's not going to happen.
That was Ami Horowitz's video. First, he waved an American flag and got cursed at, shouted down, and then he waved an ISIS flag and they cheered him on. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's not going to happen again. I was in shock, just as you were. It seemed like when we watched it live, and I called someone who's prior military, and I told him about it. He was in shock as well. So we are on notice and they are on notice. That's not happening.
Well, and I just want to be clear. Thank you so much for the call, Miles, and thank you for the kind words. I just want to be clear. Ami Horowitz, the guy that shot the video, is not the bad guy here. He did the video to make a point, and it was proven in spades at UC Berkeley. But you have to understand, these people really hate America, folks. They really hate America. Where do you find middle ground with someone that essentially hates themselves? I don't know if that's a battle that you can even possibly win. Let's go to Shannon in Virginia. Go ahead, Shannon.
Hi, I've been listening to your guys' show for about a month, and it's just a really refreshing change of pace from the cable networks we used to listen to.
Well, thank you. That's why we exist.
And to answer your question about the rape culture, this may be anecdotal, but most of the men I know in my life are good men. It's like they have to create a rape culture and almost even support it so that they can.
Well, and what do you think about this new thing where they're trying to create this environment? Well, all you have to do is accuse someone and they're guilty. No court, no jury, no judge, nothing. And I think it's a slippery slope to a point where you could have some of these feminists that are so crazed. Literally, if you look at them wrong on the street, they'll accuse you of rape. That's a joke now. I could see it becoming real.
I'll tell you what, it's an insult to people who actually have been sexually assaulted.
Right, exactly.
And the laws don't even keep them in jail long enough. Sexual assault, they are usually serial and repeat offenders.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Another good point.
Yes, and they also tend to be sociopaths. So they go from one victim to the next, to the next, to the next. And that's where you get so many more victims compared to good people.
Yep. A good point. Anything else, Shannon?
That's it. Just that we really enjoyed your shows. And a lot of people are really good people out there. Maybe misled or don't understand yet. But just keep doing the good work. We enjoy watching it.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I was honestly asking the question yesterday, because I don't want to come off insensitive talking about these things. You know, look, I'm as heterosexual as they come, okay? You know, I guess they would say I'm a toxic masculinist. Sexual assault is never something I've even been close to guilty of. So it's just ridiculous for them to paint this picture that any alpha male or any, you know, heterosexual male is just basically going around trying to sexually assault any woman he's attracted to. It's just absurd. In fact, good men treat women with more respect than they even want. I mean, you want to talk about chivalry being dead. I mean, it's just crazy what they're trying to do to our culture. I think we're going to beat it, though, Shannon. Thank you for the call. Let's go to James in Wisconsin. Go ahead, James. You got 60 seconds.
Hi, Owen. I'm a former veteran. I was in Iraq in 2007 to 2008. During that time, I did a number of dead dog tags for dead soldiers. I remembered their names in every incident report. And I'm sorry we only got 60 seconds, but I read the Declaration of Independence, and here's what I want to say. If you read it, the list of abuses there is the same abuses we're suffering now and
no
have
doubt.
Been for quite a while. And we have an oath of office, and to law enforcement soldiers, I would submit that we're on the brink of this is no longer a democracy, this is a tyranny, and we have a right and a duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for our future security, and that we have suffered these evils because we don't like the alternative. But the longer we
James, away, James, we don't have much time left. How much faith do you put in President Trump to bring this about?
I put a lot of faith in him, but if we come down to it, I will fulfill my oath of office and make that choice again.
How many members of the military do you think, and veterans, do you think echo what you're saying?
I don't know. I know that it may come down to it. Right now, we need to do what we can to use the system. But if it's
well, this is the Revolutionary War, folks. This is the next great awakening. You are living history right now.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bully. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Another 3-hour broadcast. Not enough time in it to cover all the news. I've got videos of Democrats calling for the impeachment of Trump that I could literally eviscerate, but we're not going to have time for that. I got a video of a Boston Dynamics robot that is now untethered and doing backflips. Maybe we'll get to that. It's a short one. First, though, conspiracy theorists right again. Headline Drudge Report right now. Massive U.S. military social media spying archive left wide open. Oh, no. Conspiracy theorists were right again. The government is spying on you. Mass surveillance is real. They're using their social media. They're taking the data. They're taking the metadata. And they're archiving all of it as part of a massive grid to follow interesting profiles. Every time I go to a family Christmas or Thanksgiving now, all I do is show up with like Kermit Frog with my cup of tea, just like, what was that? What was that about? They're spying on us? What was that?
What was that about the JFK assassination? Multiple shooters? Yeah, yeah. What was that about Hillary Clinton was going to win? Sorry, hold on. What was that? Conspiracy theorists were right again. Okay, I want to tell a story right now that I don't believe anyone else has covered. And I think that this is part of the under-the-table secret investigation that's going on right now into Hillary Clinton and the Clintons, which is why they're all freaking out, because that is the establishment and the whole house of cards could crumble. First, let's start with this story from last October, as in 2016, from Daily Caller. Clinton Foundation ties to suspected human organ trafficker. And so this goes back to Kosovo, and the Clinton Foundation ties to that, and it's a long story, but the Clintons tied up to human traffickers in Kosovo. Multiple people have reported on this. Then you had new investigation and revelations breaking with some of the more recent deaths in the Democrat Party, like a Seth Rich, a Sean Lucas, a Barrington Wisenant. There was another one in there I can't recall right now, but then investigations into that tied the Clinton Foundation to the Mayo Clinic, which they openly admit. Okay, well, what am I trying to connect here? Hold on. This is a story from 1998. Clinton, Arkansas's blood scandal. So this was back in the 80s and 90s where Bill Clinton was working with Arkansas Health Management and then was illegally selling blood from prisoners distributed by the Red Cross and others, which could have been infected and contaminated with AIDS, hepatitis, HIV, et cetera, et cetera. And it was completely illegal what they did. But again, this is the Clintons tied in to human trafficking, tied in to blood scandals, tied in to the Mayo Clinic. Why am I telling you all this? Because right now, as we speak, the FBI is searching and investigating Medcure. Who is Medcure? Medcure is among the largest brokers of cadavers and body parts in the United States. From the year 2011 to the year 2015, documents obtained under public records show the company received more than 11,000 donated bodies and distributed more than 51,000 body parts to medical industry customers. FBI spokeswoman Beth Ann Steele confirmed a search into Medcure facilities, did not comment on specifics. On November 1st, FBI investigators seized records of a Gresham-based cadaver procurement company as part of a criminal investigation. Agents served the search warrant at Medcure's local office, according to the FBI. The case is ongoing. I'm just going to leave that one right there. Sip on my coffee again. And I have a feeling we'll be hearing something about that again. Now, let me finish off this news blitz. ICE Operation Raging Bull nets 267 MS-13 arrest. And the incredible thing about that is they tweeted out this heat map of where they're making most of their arrests. Guess where most of their arrests are coming? Say it together, class. Sanctuary cities. So congratulations to all the Democrats out there that are hoarding criminals and murderers inside their sanctuary cities. You are truly pathetic pieces of scum. And considering ICE's Operation Raging Bull that's already arrested 267 MS-13 operatives, most of them that are not in the country legally, I think it's time to move on that investigation and indict the Democrats responsible for them being here. So indict all members of the Democrat or Republican Party, if they're behind it too, whoever it is, behind legislation bringing in undocumented citizens, people responsible for these gang members being in our country, and then the people responsible for the sanctuary cities harboring them. They ought to go to jail just as the rest of this scum is deported. Fairfax County student says hijab ripped off head by teacher. Oh, we got another hate crime coming.
Allegedly, this Muslim student has the hijab ripped out, goes on social media, complains about it. Chelsea Clinton responds, she's so sorry. Oh, but then other students take to social media who saw the event and said that she's not being honest. What the teacher did was a mistake, and she ran off before the teacher could even apologize. And then the teacher was sitting there truly upset and was trying to make up for it, but couldn't find her because she went home to complain about it on social media. So it's all about, you know, Muslims obviously are hated so much. If you touch a Muslim, you're just trying to remove their hijab. So get ready for the truth about that story to come down the pipes. Resistance royalty, Pelosi Soros headline, left's biggest dark money conference. I think George Soros is on his way out the door, folks. I think this is literally his last swing. They've got more protests scheduled this weekend. Private memo gives inside look at Democracy Alliance's latest secret donor meeting. Yeah, you got your Nancy Pelosi in there. Soros is back. He just donated his $18 billion to leftist causes. I'm telling you, folks, this is literally their last stand. This is literally the establishment's last stand. Everything you're seeing, the $18 billion from Soros, the Trump protests, the sexual assault everywhere, Weinstein Gate, the freak out over Trump, it's all the establishment, the corrupt establishment's last stand, folks. You're witnessing it right now. It's truly historical. Ohio State suspends sorority and fraternity activities amid probes. Now, I'm taking a different angle to this because they're talking about how alcohol is abused and hazing is abused and all this stuff. But since we're going down this path, I mean, if you really want to talk about it, why not go here? What do you think happens at fraternity parties? Guys get drunk, girls get drunk, and then people make mistakes. So instead of in a year saying that every time someone makes a mistake, it's rape and it's the man's fault, why don't we tackle the issue that college is nothing more than a drunken booze fest for half of its attendees now? But we don't want to admit that. It makes too much money. Victim testifies against Pablo Gomez at preliminary hearing. A former UC Berkeley student is being charged with murder. And this is the same UC Berkeley that hates the American flag and loves the ISIS flag. UC Berkeley, truly a bastion of liberal retardation, to the point where they're now murdering each other and they hate the American flag. What do you do about that? Do you shut it down? And like, they need to like fumigate that entire place for whatever the hell is going on. I say fumigate UC Berkeley and then bring Savage in to run it. Lions next in line as of fire as U.S. rolls back curbs on African hunting trophies. So elephants were first. I don't know if Trump is even aware of this or if he has anything to do with this, but he should actually take a stand to stop this, and I bet he would bring a lot of leftists to his side. This is really just encouraging illegal poaching in these countries, and I don't know why we need to be glorifying the killing of lions and elephants. I'm not necessarily taking a stand on hunting or anything. I'm just saying this is not good politics. This does not look good in our country. I think Trump should step in and stop that. Here's another one. NASA aircraft joins in search for missing Argentine submarine, 44 sailors, U.S. Navy submarine rescue crews equipment mobilizing. So you've got a missing submarine and everyone searching, no one able to find. So that's pretty wild stuff right there. And of the wildest, world's first human head transplant, a success, controversial scientists claim. It's a Russian scientist, first human head transplant performed on a corpse, 18-hour operation. Of course, Russian scientists have already done it with dogs and other things. My guess is they've probably already done this successfully. But there you go. First human head transplant. Folks, support us at Infowars.com. Be careful of Imperial probe droids invading your personal space and spying on you. One is trying to get information from me. And there it goes. Nice try, Imperial probe droid. Couldn't hack me. You stay classy, Info Warriors. We sign off for now, but we'll be back this weekend. You better believe it.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body.
Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullies. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/